Topic 2. Housing.
Our house, flat. Describe the place where you live.
I live in a 4-room flat in a housing estate not far from the town center. It's in a block of flats with 4 stories. We live on the 4th floor, and unfortunately, there's no lift. There are no garages either, and very few parking places, so sometimes my dad has to park our car quite far from the main door. The surroundings of our house are quite nice, as there are a lot of trees and lawns everywhere. But you have to mind where you step, because there are many dogs around and their owners mostly don't clean up their droppings. Our housing estate looks generally nice. A lot of gray buildings now have a new colored facade. There's also a good connection to both the center and railway station. Quite a few bus lines serve the area.
What does your house or flat look like?
The biggest room in our flat is the living room, with a sofa, some furniture, and a balcony where my mom grows a lot of plants. One of the living room corners is also used as a study, where there is a desk with a computer on it. Next to it is my parents' bedroom with a double bed and wardrobes. This room is quite small, the same size as mine and my sister's room. I used to share my room with my older brother, but since he left, it has been only mine. All rooms open into the kitchen, which is rectangular in shape and not very spacious. There is just enough space for the kitchen unit, a smaller dining table, a fridge, and a pantry, which is rather a wardrobe for food. There is also a small bathroom with a bathtub, basin, and toilet. There is a small utility room next to the entrance hall. We can also store some things down in the cellar. Here we keep our bicycles, skis, my father's tools, and potatoes and stewed fruit in the winter.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of living in a house or in a flat?
It must be very nice to live in a house with a beautiful garden, preferably with a swimming pool. You can go out and have a swim whenever you want. You can read in the garden or just relax. You can also hold barbecue parties for your friends. I'd really love to live in a house, but it must be hard work too. I know from my friends who live in a house that they have to help much more than I have to. They have to mow the lawn, for instance, which might take an hour, and you have to do it every week. It's also more expensive to live in, especially with the heating bills in winter and the difficult maintenance, as there is always something that needs repair. Living in a flat is more comfortable, less expensive, but there's no privacy. You must be quiet at night as neighbors may complain. It's also difficult to keep pets in a flat.
What household jobs do you know and have to do?
I have to help my mom do the cleaning every week. It's usually Friday afternoon when our flat has to be clean and tidy. My sister and I dust the furniture in our rooms, water the plants, and hoover the carpet. My mom does the rest. She cleans the bathroom, does the washing, and mops the floor. Sometimes, when it's our turn, we also have to do the stairs in our building. At other times, we change the bed linen, clean the windows, wash the curtains, and then someone has to iron them. We hang the clothes out to dry in our balcony. We also regularly take out the litter, clean our parrot's cage, and of course, wash up and dry the dishes. I wish we had a dishwasher.
Choose one room in your house and describe everything you see.
My room is square and quite small. The walls are covered with white and blue wallpaper. On the floor, there is a wall-to-wall carpet. There is one window just opposite the door. Below the window is the central heating radiator. To the right of the door is a bunk bed. My brother used to sleep on the top, but now we store duvets and eiderdowns there. On my bed, there is a pillow covered by a brown bedspread. Between the bed and the window is a wardrobe which is always full. On the opposite side, there is a bookcase, some furniture, and a desk with a chair.